At that time, the ANC was leading the struggle against apartheid. You may recall that Nelson Mandela and other ANC or well-known ANC political leaders were in jail. And the ANC in exile was led by Oliver Tambo, who was Mandela's partner when they were leading the struggle in the 1950s and practiced as lawyers to help poor Africans who were being harassed by the apartheid system. The Radio Freedom was broadcasting to South Africa to basically mobilize the people against the apartheid regime and to also let people know that the ANC, although it had been banned in 1960 and no one was allowed to say anything about it, let alone mention Nelson Mandela, was still alive and kicking and, of course, in exile, working to defeat apartheid.
If we fast track, you were 24, you were working for Radio Freedom, you come here to the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
How did your work change?
When I joined the UN Radio, the objective was not that different in the sense that, as you can see from the title, anti-apartheid programs section, the programs that were being produced here at the UN were about the efforts of the international community spearheaded by the United Nations to defeat the apartheid system, which the General Assembly actually had described as a crime against humanity. But the programs at the UN, of course, were mainly about what NGOs, governments were doing, campaigning to impose sanctions against the apartheid regime, and about what diplomats were doing here, lobbying to get the apartheid government to be totally isolated. You may recall that South Africa, by the way, was one of the founding members of the United Nations. Therefore, they had a membership. There were campaigns which led to South Africa being actually suspended from participation in UN activities in the mid-1970s.
What impact do you feel you had not only in South Africa, but in other parts of the world through your programs here at the United Nations?
Well, at the United Nations, it's difficult to measure the impact. But if you look at, of course, what eventually happened with the apartheid being defeated, Nelson Mandela being released and coming here to the UN, where he was enthusiastically welcomed. So you can see that the efforts that were made internationally, including the efforts of the anti-apartheid program section, collectively led to that outcome that everybody wanted. It's difficult to measure what the anti-apartheid program section itself was able to achieve, right? But if you look at the collective outcome, of course, everybody can say that it was because of these efforts, collective efforts, that apartheid was eventually defeated, Mandela released, and South Africa democratized.
Do you feel that the fact that you could take South Africa's struggle and make it more of a global issue in terms of looking at human rights issues and issues that affect most people around the world, do you think that was part of the success in gaining global support?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, because I believe that human rights, as you will agree, are human rights everywhere. They cannot be looked at in one way in one country and another way in another country. Where human rights are suppressed, they are suppressed, and that has to stop. So even as people were involved in the anti-apartheid campaigns, they were becoming aware of the negative effects of the suppression of human rights, and therefore the need to fight that and ensure that everybody enjoys his or her human rights.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
It has really been, for me, a real privilege and honor to be able to serve as a UN staff member, working in a very unique unique environment, very interesting, actually a fulfilling environment in the sense that this is one place where you have the whole world in one. Very few people have this kind of unique experience to interact with other cultures and see that actually people from different cultures, speaking different languages, coming from different backgrounds, can actually work together, cooperate, and work for one objective, which then tells us that those who want to continue to advocate policies that are trying to divide people and mobilizing one group against the other have no place in this world.